Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and Divine You is all about your inner wisdom needing outer transformation. And your inner wisdom is your intuition. And we're going to dive deep into that today. And outer transformation is more your human self, but intuition is more like on a soul level, something that is so much bigger than your mind can comprehend. And I'm quite excited to share all of the good stuff today with you and dive into what can change for you if you start to listen from within, from your inner guidance, your intuition, and what might really change for you if you start to live a life that is so different than how you got taught when you were younger. I hope that makes sense. So what I mean by that is it's so different than society teaches you how to live. It's so different than you probably have learned from your parents or your relatives or university or high school. It's such a different way of living. And therefore, it might be also a way which is quite scary, but I just very honestly and deeply want to dive in this topic with you and make it so much fun that you really get an understanding of it and that you flow out of this episode and already have a feeling how your life might be changed when you start to live from your inner guidance and intuition. So I will start a little bit with a story. And you might connect with that. I hope you do. When I was younger, I was really intuitive. And I remember that there were so many things where I just knew. I just knew I needed to do this and I needed to go there. And I just knew that this was right for me and that wasn't right for me. However, I did not always listen to it. There were moments where I can clearly say that I had such a no inside and I still did it. And I mean, it didn't turn out so badly. I'm still here. But it often are things where I wouldn't say I'm so proud of myself or like where I would say like, was this really necessary? Did you really need to do that? But I also believe as teenagers, we sometimes have to go beyond something and go beyond rules and things like that to really like test out ourselves. And then in the beginning, when I turned 20, 21, 22, 23, that was like really the beginning where I started to become even more intuitive, but without even knowing what I was doing. It was just like, I felt quite lost. I didn't know what to do. And I was studying international management. And I just had like this urge, this impulse to apply at an acting school. And first they said they are full. There's no, like the class is already full. And I was like, oh gosh, I had this impulse. Why isn't that working? And then they contacted me again, said like, there's one spot left and you are invited. We are going to do an audition with you and either you are in or you are out. And I did the audition. I was so satisfied, so happy afterwards. And they gave me the yes and I was in. I was like, ah. So I was doing my acting training and I was also starting to do yoga. Deeply fell in love with yoga, love of my life, and still do it to this day. It's for me, it's everything. It's coming back to my body, centering myself, breathing. I always feel so much better afterwards. And I need yoga to stay conscious and stay grounded in my life and on this planet. So I was quite intuitive with lots of decisions. And I'm so happy that I had parents who were not fully supporting it in or on an emotional level. They were not like, yeah, we believe in you, do whatever you want. But they were still supporting me in just letting me be and giving me the freedom to decide for myself and supporting me financially, even though I always worked from like when I was in high school. I always had like a side job and things like that. But what I wanted to say is that my parents, they left me a lot of freedom. So I could follow my intuition so easily without knowing that I was doing it. And then I started to read a lot of self-help books. Also, when I was doing my acting training, was doing yoga. So I kind of got an understanding about what this world is, but there was a level where I could not fully implement it. There was something between the knowledge and the wisdom. And that's something that I teach a lot. It's good to have knowledge and to have read something. But if you don't implement it, the wisdom is missing. So, for example, if you read about self-love and loving yourself daily and telling yourself in the mirror every day, I love you, I love you, I love you, and giving yourself a hug and things like that, then you have the knowledge, but you don't have the wisdom if you don't implement it on a daily basis. So I got the wisdom and I was so amazed by all the wisdom and I was like getting more wisdom and wisdom and wisdom, but there was the implementation was not fully there. And I kind of didn't know where to start. And it was really hard to get into that. And still, when I look back now, I started it, but like the understanding and the wisdom I have 10 years later is like out of this world. So I'm really looking forward to the next years because I know my wisdom just gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. However, coming back to intuition, I was doing yoga, I was doing my acting training, and then there was the first time when my parents said, now you have to make a decision, because my acting training was finished and I was doing my yoga training, but that was not full time. There was just a couple of weekends. And I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to become an actress because now I'm like so connected to myself because I've done all that yoga and the acting training. And I also had psychotherapy besides that. So I was in a really healthy state. I was in a very loving state towards myself. I was very strong, very brave, very centered, very connected. And there was already so much work implemented, even though I couldn't do it on my own back then. It was like in the acting training, in the yoga classes, in like with my psychotherapist. Those people all helped me to change and to get that stable center within myself and the strength within myself and just like this deep connection with myself. But the understanding of all of it wasn't there. Or it was there, but like the level I have today is so much broader and so much bigger. It was there. I have to say that it was there. So I was in this situation and I worked a little bit, but my parents were like, no, you have to go in one direction now. And then I decided to do another training in another city and I moved and I went in a complete new environment and I was suddenly in this new training, which was voice and speech and things like that. And I loved it in the beginning and then I noticed this is not for me. But then I knew I was like 25 then. I knew my parents were like a little bit more stressful and they were a little bit more like but still I had the feeling, no, I have to go, I have to leave. And after 1.5 years I left and I went to Hamburg because my ex-boyfriend was living there, and there I started a career as a yoga teacher, and I was also doing lots of voice and speech training for people in companies, but also for yoga teachers. And this was also something where my intuition was so strong, it was like telling me over and over again, leave, 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 leave. But it took a while to really go and move away from this new education because I was a little bit more in my head and a little bit more like, yeah, a bit more fearful, like, where's this going? I don't want to disappoint my parents who gave so much and so on and so forth. So this was a little bit more of a struggle. And then when I was in Hamburg, I finally got an understanding about intuition. And I even heard the word like in a different way suddenly. It was like, oh, there's like an inner voice and I can talk to it. And two people were like the ones who really brought me there. And that was Jess Lively, she's a podcast as well, and Gabby Bernstein. And I did trainings with them, and this really brought me to a deep, 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 deep connection to my inner voice, and suddenly having like a connection where I could ask questions and I could get answers and I could get guidance. And it got so crazy that I was just asking which train should I book, and my intuition would answer, and I would book the train even though it made no sense. Honestly, it made no sense. I gave a speech training in another city, and my intuition said, book a train 2 hours later after the training was already finished. Like, I could have easily taken the train like 1 or 2 hours before that, but my intuition was like 2 hours later. I'm like, I'm booking that train. Of course, it's my inner guidance. I'm doing that. And I met the most epic human being because of that, because I was invited to work with someone from a company there, and we worked there. And it was a woman, and she invited me to a group of people who are owning a company or are self-employed. And this brought me in like a new space of people, like people who really have goals and visions and want to grow and want to expand. It was like really such a new world for me, with so much more money and so much amazing, epic human beings. I was like, oh my gosh. And this was just because my intuition said, book a train later, because my mind would have said, okay, because I was giving a training there, the training is finished, and then you have enough like time to easily go to the train station and just leave. But my intuition was like, no, stay there longer. So I did that. So this is a good example. There are so many more things where I just listened to my intuition, and it just unfolded in such a beautiful way, and so many miracles and coincidences and things like that. So this is what happens when you start to listen to your inner guidance, your intuition. I actually love to say inner guidance, because it feels like something is guiding me from within. This is how it feels for me. But I also love inner voice, because it's also something that talks to me. But inner guidance feels more like a bigger thing, and it feels more like it's not just a voice. It also talks to me in different ways. Sometimes it's more like a feeling. Sometimes I feel like energy is pulling me in some direction. So this is also inner guidance for me. So that's why I often say inner guidance. But in total, inner guidance, intuition, inner voice, it's the same. So if you start to listen to your intuition, your inner guidance, so many things will happen that you could have never in your life could you have thought about it. Like, it's probably you have thought about a goal or a desire. You probably have thought about that, but the way your inner guidance leads you to that goal, you could have never in your lifetime you could have thought about that. For example, back then, I think it was 2017 when I was giving the training, and I booked the later train, and I met like the amazing human being who connected me to all this company owners and so on and so forth. I pretty much was longing for people who were like eager to step up and to grow and want to build something on their own. I was pretty much eager and longing for that. But if my mind would have like guided me to something like that, I probably would have gone to some kind of social event that you find on Eventbrite, or like something, just like a social event you find it on Facebook or wherever, where you know, like there are people who are self-employed, there are people who want to grow. I would have done that. And I also have done that, but it wasn't that satisfying. It wasn't like the people where I was really like, oh, this feels like a soul match. And so this happened. And this is also why your inner guidance knows where you want to go. It just knows it. It knows exactly where you want to go, and it will guide you there. in a way that you cannot even think about. It's so crazy. Like, never ever in my life would I have thought that I'm going to meet the woman there and this is going to happen and she has such connections and yada, yada, yada. Never in my life. So this is the crazy thing that's going to happen when you start to listen to your intuition. Magic is going to occur, and in a way that you've never ever could have thought of. So this is going to happen when you start to live from within, from intuition, from inner guidance. And the most craziest thing is you really can talk to your inner guidance. You can ask questions, you can get answers, you can really connect to it, and you will get guidance every day if you want to. So you can ask your intuition in the morning, what am I supposed to do now? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? And your inner guidance will answer. Because when I also look back in my life as being self-employed, like having a small company and things like that, there were so many things I probably would not have needed. But my mind was like, yes, this is important. Do this and do this and do this. And your intuition can make it so easy. Your intuition's just like, do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And it will bring you and guide you to the things, to the things you really desire and that you really want in a way that you could have never, never experienced. So this is going to happen when you start to listen to your inner guidance. Also, you will have a deeper trust, because your intuition will always say everything is good. So if I ask my inner guidance, is there something wrong? Is there something, do I need to, like, is everything okay? She's like, always, it's okay. It's all okay. You're fine. And that gives you such a deep level of trust. Trust. That your mind never in a million years can do. Never. If my mind says, you're fine, I'm like, no. But if my inner guidance says, it's okay, you're fine, I just know this is the truth. I just know this is it. So you will feel so much more connected, safe, held, whole in this world. Because there's nothing that can destroy you or that can destroy your inner voice, because it will always exist. And you will feel the peace that is within you. This peace that is just within you. That's just like, everything is okay. You are okay. We are okay. Everything is okay. It's just an experience here. Just an experience to live on this planet, to be human, to expand, to grow, to have this, have that. Da, 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 da. And your inner guidance is like, yes, it's just an experience. Everything is good. Everything is fine. Everything is good. Everything is fine. So this is also going to happen. And I would also say what's going to happen is that things come quite easily to you. And I noticed, because quite honestly, I was a lot in my head last year, because there were so many things where my mind thought it needed to start to control those things. And honestly, I will share the story at the end of 2024, because it just takes some time. And I have the feeling at the end of 2024, I'm going to share the story. But I was so much in my mind last year, and it really, so many things just like fell apart. And I also know that this is about like the energy of the year. 2022 was a lot of like, there's two separation, change, things go. But 2023 is a better energy. It's more like a new beginning, something new is coming. But I just noticed now when I look back how much I was in my head. It was also because I was traveling. There was a lot of insecurity. And it brought up a lot of fears that like weren't there for a long time, that just kind of suddenly came back. And I was just like, holy moly. And it also made a big mess, I have to say. There were things where I'm not really proud of, but I'm going to share them with you in the future. So just stay tuned. It's going to stay a miracle, but till it's not a miracle any longer. So your intuition makes things very easy for you, even though no, even though you don't have to struggle so hard and fight so hard, your intuition makes the things incredible easy, incredible easy. So this is also going to happen for you. So this is what I wanted to share. It was just a free flow podcast episode. There was no plan. I just had the title suddenly and I was just like, I want to talk about that because this was such a life changer for me after I understood there's a thing which I already use and it's my intuition, it's my soul speaking to me. It's something that I can use every day. It's going to help. It's helping me in my life, like it so immensely. It's guiding me. It helps me to get to the things I want, to get there with ease and with joy and with flow and just enjoy life and be happy and see the beauty. This is amazing. And since then, my life has changed. And if I could just like leave one thing behind, it would be listen to your inner guidance, your intuition. And also, if I could teach you one thing, it would be listen to your inner guidance because it will change your life. So this is it. If you want, there's a program coming. It's called The Channel. It's all about intuition. You will learn how to connect with your intuition, how to speak to it, how to be guided by it, what you can do if you struggle and your mind gets really loud, how you can ask questions. We will practice a lot together. It will be so much fun because afterwards your life will be changed forever in the most positive way. And yeah, you can join now. I would be so excited to see you there and to do that together with you. So it will be probably roughly a little bit more than a month. It will be a life-changing month. And yeah, I would love to do that with you. So, side note, if all participants are German, it's going to be in German. If not, then it's going to be in English. So we are going to flow into that. And yeah, I also shared that there will be a deadline. And if all participants after the deadline are Germans, I'm opening up again for some people who wrote me up front and said, I'm just going to participate if this is in German. And then I'm going to opening it up to them and then they can join as well. So it's a bit complicated, but this is like the only solution my intuition and my mind could find to go smoothly to this change from German to English and things like that. So thank you for just doing that together with me, and so much love to you. I hope you have an amazing week. So much joy, so much fun, so much beauty, and I'm so looking forward to hear you next week. Bye bye, and so much love.